Hey Beast, you want to go for a walk?
Hey world, it's Beast. I have a question for you. If I had pockets, what would I put in them? Mom asked Dad this question the other day, and I've been thinking about it a lot. Not what would Mom put in her pockets, but what if Bella and I had pockets, what would we put in our pockets? I think the answer is pretty clear for me. Cookies. I love cookies, right? We all know this. I've talked about this a lot. But I also like to store my cookies in a place no one else can get to them. Because, like, what if I'm hungry and there's no cookies available? Mom has implemented this rule that I need to eat my cookies right away. And that's not okay, because what if I'm not hungry, but what if I'm hungry later and I want my cookie later? That's not fair. So I think if I had pockets, I would definitely put cookies in them. Sometimes I wonder what Bella would put in her pockets. She has not answered that question for me yet. I think it would probably be a ball, particularly a tennis ball. Mom and Dad got her all kinds of cool balls, but I'm pretty sure tennis balls are her favorite. So, yeah, I think Bella would probably... Oh, people are being loud. I think Bella would probably pick a tennis ball. See, she has big balls, balls that are bigger than her mouth. Ooh, kitty. Sorry, sometimes I get distracted and I think about chasing cats. But I don't, because I'm a good boy, unlike Bella. Anyway, I know I talk bad about my sister a lot. But she's not so bad. She even plays gentle with me when I want to play. So I gotta give her a lot of credit for that. Anyway, Bella has these big balls, right? They barely fit in her mouth, and she's a big dog. It was funny because when we got them, they were advertised as puppy balls, which is fair, right? Because they're for puppy dogs. But for, like, puppy dogs, not big dogs. Except Bella's a big dog, and it barely fits in her mouth, so I don't know how a puppy dog could play with it. I mean, I play with it. So maybe, but still. I don't play with it by myself. Sometimes I play tug with Bella with the ball. Which, Mommy says is not a smart idea, because the ball basically fits all the way in Bella's mouth. Right, with bits hanging out, but it's in her mouth. And then I turn my head sideways, and I grab in the free spots, and then we tug. And Mom says it's too small to play tug with. I don't know. I kind of disagree on this, because we do play tug. But, yeah, sometimes it is kind of small. Mom's gotten Bella to play tug with me with different toys, which helps. That's much better if we can play with other tug toys. I prefer that. Bella's got a big tug thing with like three spots on it. So I grab one side, Bella grabs the other, and Mom grabs in the middle spot. And that's great, because then Mom controls it a little. I mean, Bella does a good job at keeping it gentle for me, but I do like having Mom there. It helps. Ooh, good smell, sorry. These good smells are right in front of my house. I wonder what happened here. But yeah, playing tug is fun if you play it right. But when I play with Bella, sometimes she cheats. She just slowly scooches her head closer to mine till we're like right next to each other. And then I'm like, I'm not playing with you anymore, Bella. I mean, that's cheating, right? She's bigger than me, and she's, like, squishing me off the tug toy. How am I supposed to win that way? Anyway. I think that's what would be in my pocket. I would have a cookie, and Bella would have a tennis ball. That's what we would have if we had pockets. Anyway, that's all I have for tonight, world. I will talk to you later. Have a good day. Bye.